And you just like totally.
I love Gooch. I love Auntie Vera. I'm just saying, and I didn't actually, Gooch did not change keys in the middle of his, but Tom, every time, I don't care. He re-records it for each different contest that Fatty has. Every time, two different keys.
Tom didn't call. Didn't call us, by the way. But he did. He did send me a private message. So thank you very much, Tom.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I love Gooch. I love Auntie Vera.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2380 of the BFO for Monday, the 27th of February, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend at the... At the Aura Hotel.
Yes, me daddy.
Hello, Tater Tots.
Big Freddy, I love Tater Tots.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you why you're Tater Tots when I tell you about the weekend.
Yes, Big Freddy.
Quite the weekend. Last time I spoke to you was Thursday night. Y'all, I got up a full right morning and, no, I didn't. Thursday night, I went on my way home. Y'all, after I recoded, I went and got petroleum over at the Sam's Club. I think that's right. And, y'all, $1.89. $1.89 a gallon, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was like $2.17 or something like that over near the Horror Hotel. So I felt pretty good about that. Let's see, y'all, for right morning, y'all got up and had my breakfast and got all, I had packed some things on Thursday night and just got my shower and got dressed.
Big Fatty, can you stay awake to do the little show?
I'm gonna try. Granny was coming here to the villa, and our plan was to be on the road.
Yes, Big Fatty, like Charles Carralt,
by 9 a.m. in the morning. And so y'all, I was Johnny on the spot, Big Fatty, and Granny was Granny on the Johnny, y'all, I was ready to go. I had my valise packed, and the special chair was packed, and Big Fatty, that's lovely, and y'all, Granny pulled in like a bat out of hell. And y'all packed up a ruby red, and yeah, we were on the road.
Yes, Big Fatty.
I think we mentioned that Durwood was old pocketbook was unable to join us this weekend. His mama had to go back in the El Hospital. Hospitalo, which of course is Mexican for El Hospitalo, and I don't think it's of a grave nature, but she was having some tests or something done, so Durwood, priorities. And you also Granny and I got over to the to the Hira Hotel. Y'all, we had to stop to get Granny something to eat. And y'all, and he had to TT also. You know, he couldn't TT here at the villa before we left. No, Big Freddy! So, y'all, it was about a 20-minute stop. Y'all, I don't know if he shat himself or what, but anyway, and so anyway, we finally got over there right before noon, and ran into all Chris and all Brian, and y'all, there was another special guest we had this weekend. It was all Brian's mama. Oh, yes, Big Betty, mama. So y'all, we all went to a place called the Whiskey Bar for lunch, and y'all, they had delicious hamburgers, and Big Fatty got I don't remember what it was called, but y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. It had every hot sauce, and it had, well, let's see if I can remember what was on it. It had hot salsa. It had sriracha. It had the jalapeno peppers. It had some sort of hidden heat pepper jack cheese on it, and it came with a side of wasabi mayonnaise, and there was bacon on it. Y'all never tasted the bacon. Never tasted the bacon. But Big Fatty, because your tongue was dead. It was. But y'all, I'm glad I did not take time before going to the Hira Hotel to trim my nose hair, because it was all burned out. Big Fatty Vulgar. after eating that. But y'all, it was as spicy. And y'all, I knew it was hot because the top of my head got was sweating. Big Fatty Vulgar. I mean, it really was hot, it was delicious, and I would get it again. And then we went back to the Hira Hotel, and we just kind of piddled around a little bit. And what happened then? Oh, and y'all, Granny was like, oh, it's I'm lonely because Pocketbook in here with me. And it was, y'all, it was, it just made me, bleh, you know, but anyway. Anyway, then we went over to the Capri Lounge. You've heard Big Fatty mention the Capri Lounge before. Yeah, yes, Big Fatty, they don't have any mixers. That's true. Just, and you know, it's a happy hour. It's 2 for 1. And, so y'all, we got over there and, just had a good old time. All Chris and all Brian, joined us, and y'all, we, sat around. We did a little, chitter chatting, a little business, if you will. Be ready. We don't need to hear about your business. That's good. 'Cause I'm not going to tell you. But anyway, we just tossed around a few ideas and things like that, and y'all, Big Fatty had four, you know, buy one get one free. So I paid for two, but I had four glasses of Tanqueray. Big Fatty, and you know, never order a double there, because the you can't pour a double's worth of gin into the glass, because it's already 7/8 full of gin. So. After that, we went, and what did we do then? Did we have supper that night? I don't think we did do supper that night. Did we do supper? I don't think we did. I know. We went back, and then all Chris had to buy me another one, and y'all, it was just like, ugh. And y'all, I went back to the room. Y'all, I piddled around the room there a little bit. Big Fatty, there's all this piddling with a cleanup fee. No, there's always a cleanup fee in Granny's room. But Granny went over to the other bar. He and Chris, y'all, he did not remember coming back to his room. Y'all, one of the residents back in the trailer park, we'll call him Daisy, I believe, brought Granny back to his room and gave him a good night kiss and tucked him in. And but you know, Granny didn't remember. So you know, it cannot be confirmed nor denied. But anyway, y'all, I tried to stay up. I was up till about 11:30. Y'all, I thought Friday night was Saturday night, and I was trying to stay up to see the opening of the Saturday Night Live. And y'all, then it was the Jimmy Fallon, and I said, "Oh, this is Friday night," and I went to bed. Y'all, I did not see Snake at all this weekend. I don't know if he was off property all weekend or just avoiding Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I'm going to vote for B. Then on Saturday, Granny and I got up, and y'all, we went and had our brufkas over at the Sunrise Grill. And it was, y'all, the place was packed. I don't remember when I've seen it busier. Granny and I had to sit at the counter. But, y'all, it was lovely. It was just delicious. And then we came back to the room. And, y'all, we were sloths. We were absolute sloths. Granny took a nip a nap. Big Fatty took a nip a nap, played some words with friends, just, y'all, just piddled. Big Fatty, that sounds like you piddled an awful lot. Then we were off back to the Capri Lounge at 4 p.m. in the evening. And went over there, and Granny and I met a young man over there. Well, I say young man. Well, he's Big Fatty, a 59-year-old is a young man compared to you and Granny. Well, that's true. I would say he was in his late 30s, maybe early 40s. He may have been, he was Gaijin, so he may have been related to that Ed Chan. I don't know. But, I forgot to ask if he knew Ed Chan. But, he was just as sweet as he could be. And he and Granny went and played the little, not the slot machines, but the poker machines. They've got the poker machines over there. And, Granny just throws money away, you know, and but you know, I said, "Oh, you're just getting ready for the cruise," then we went out to a place on Saturday night called the Hawaiian Barbecue. And y'all, it was not anything what I expected. And y'all, it was. And it wasn't a great experience for any of us. But I probably wouldn't go back again. But y'all, it came up in the conversation while we were waiting on our food that Chris and Brian had gone to a place over in Augusta called Cheddar's, and y'all, Chris was saying how he just loved their tater tots, and Brian looked at him like he had a third eye, and Big Fatty, well, if you include the, never mind, and Chris insisted that these tater tots were just wonderful, and Brian got on the www on his phone. Y'all, it was mozzarella cheese bites that looked like tater tots. It didn't matter. They were tater tots as far as Chris was Chris. But anyway, y'all, we came back, and y'all, I think we were all just kind of pooped out. We know Granny was pooped out. And Granny didn't go. It was just about 8:30 in the evening. I think Chris and Brian and our mom went back to their accommodations, and Granny stayed in his room. Big Fatty, that's the best part of the whole night. It's true. And Big Fatty stayed in his room. Y'all had a couple of gentlemen call us. Big Fatty, are you going to play the music? Well, okay, I guess I should.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Oh, Big Fatty Squeaky Gentleman Callers. Inside is true. Okay. Okay, y'all had a couple of former acquaintances stop by the auxiliary villa over there at the Hara Hotel. It was just a little fooling around, a little bobo honking. There was no arrivals or anything like that. We vulgar. You're right, Poodle. We need to play the music so Straight Bob wakes up and can add that to the he is my tally master.
Fatty, that's vulgar. Big Fatty, what about your other Northeast straight boyfriend? Hadn't heard from him in a while. Well, perhaps he's just lost interest. In fact, I'm sure that's probably what it is. He's just lost interest in Big Fatty. Big Fatty, use you and then kick you to the curb. Of course, maybe he's in some sort of catatonic coma after listening to all those old little shows. Yes, Big Fatty. And then we got up Sunday morning, and Granny and I got some petroleum and got a little snicker snack on the road and headed back to Charleston. Y'all, Big Fatty's already been for a nipple walk around Fat Acres, and y'all, it's turned cool over here. And so that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with so-so questions. Because that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall love giving away gift cards for mediocrity. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, get on the ball. Call, email, or comment with those mediocre questions.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all got a couple of so-so questions here that have come in via the e-letters. Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon writes, and there's a fart. When you play dice with buddies, what's your favorite play? First of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the so-so question. And this is indeed a so-so question. And Miss Bacon and I do play the dice with buddies together. So it's very so-so. Probably my favorite is to be able to get that large straight early in the
Big Fatty is about the only thing straight you go for. Well, except you're a straight boyfriend. Yes, Big Fatty. That Baron Frosty, y'all who was out there in the Lost Wages, says, hey, fat one, my so-so question is, can people submit so-so questions via the e-letters? Thank you always for the morning giggles. Love, Baron Frosty. P.S. Make sure you pronounce the love in your bacall voice. Well, first of all, Baron Frosty, thank you so much, and this is indeed a so-so question, and you've sent it in via the e-letters, and the answer is a so-so yes! Okay, Gussie, y'all, speaking of Baron Frosty, y'all, Granny and I listened to the latest Blime Time on the way back, and Granny has now subscribed to the Blime Time. And Big Fatty, he'll never be the same once he gets addicted to Mr. Cackle. It's true. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, there's some voices you probably don't remember, but those were that Daniel Biba and Adam Burns from over there at the Dubious Intentions. You know, it's extinct now. Big Fatty. And Adam, I know you're continuing to do the geeky gay. You want to tell people the most exciting part of geeky gay?
I love Gooch. I love Auntie Vera.
Oh, yeah. That'll get them to subscribe. That's for sure. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.